Okay, so last week we learned Ois Gimel in the first parak Meimarom. Today we'll read one paragraph further in the Rambam himself. Page Tess. This paragraph.
This
one? Yeah, that paragraph. The Ata Yodea, the paragraph that starts with Ata Yodea. Alright, in the first paragraph we saw the Rambam in this first paragraph made a very strong point that one has to understand that the nefesh is indivisible. It's bilti mischalekes. It doesn't divide up. There's just different parts to the soul, not different souls. And we went in depth with Rabbi Yaakov Moshe's shiurim, understanding the significance of that in our avodas Hashem and in tikkun amidos, how that like rests as a fundamental, as the fundamental point in order for tikkun amidos to be accomplished. Now we'll read the next paragraph in the Rambam. Ata yodea, and you know, she tikkun amidos hi refuas hanefesh v'kaychoseh. The fixing up of midos, tikkun amidos, is the curing of the soul and the soul's kaychos. In the same way, a doctor needs to know the body in order to cure it. He has to know the whole body. He has to know its parts, what the parts of the body are. Right, the body of the person. And he needs to know which things will make a person sick and that a person has to be careful to guard himself from, to stay away from, and which things will bring a person health, and he has to direct the person to eating or doing those things that will bring health. So too is the doctor of the nefesh, who wants to fix up the midas of a person. There's a phone in this room.
Sounds like that. Even after they answer the phone continues ringing.
So, Kain Roifei Nefer, so too the doctor of the soul, Haroitze Lesakin Midas Adam, who wants to fix up the Midas of a person, Tzarek Sheyeda HaNefesh V'Kaychaseh V'Chlalo V'Chalakeo. He needs to know the Nefesh and the Kaychas of the Nefesh in general, V'Chalakeh, as well as its parts. Uma Yechad. Come over here for me. And what will make the nefesh sick and what will make the nefesh healthy? So now says the Rambam, because of this I will say the parts of the nefesh are five. Hazon, you have the part that he calls the zon, which is v'hu nikra tzomeach, it's called also tzomeach. Zon means, right, so it gives sustenance. And tzomeach means lashon of growth. That's the first part of the soul. V'hamargish, another part of the soul is the part that feels. V'hamedameh is like the imagination. V'hamisoirer the part that becomes stirred, okay, becomes a stirring in a person. Vasichli. And then you have the intellectual part of the nefesh. Now the Rambam is going to go into each of these. This is just the introduction, you know, of this. He's going to go into each one, what they are. But the first thing we should realize is that this is actually quite fascinating, that the Rambam splits up the nefesh into five parts. Because as he said in the previous paragraph, the philosophers used to speak about three souls. The fact that the Rambam splits up the soul further than just three, right? That's something that's quite remarkable, because you have to realize that the Rambam didn't have Kabbalah. And Al-Pi Kabbalah, we speak about five different parts of the nefesh. The fact that the Rambam got to this idea that there's five parts of the nefesh, as opposed to the commonly and philosophically understood three, is rather significant and shows the godless of the Rambam. How the Rambam's, even though he didn't have Kabbalah, but his, you know, Mazalei Chazei is more than Mazalei Chazei. Daito Agdoila, you know, his das was mamish das Torah, by the fact that, like we saw in Rabbi Yaakov Moshe in the introduction, he was the Torah itself. So therefore, he's able to get to the amitios of Kabbalah without actually having had the Kabbalah. He was able to get to the truths of many of the truths of the Kabbalah. Of course, he classified them and gave them over in philosophical terminology and in different terminology, but if you study them in depth, you'll see tremendous parallels, and you see how the Rambam really saw very great things that stem perfectly with Kabbalah. And this is one example. So this is where we'll move over now to Rabbi Yaakov Moshe and see the next ice, which is really kind of relating to this paragraph. Nisbayer, it's on page Ayin Aleph. Nisbayer be'ezus Hashem Yisbarach. It was explained, Be'ezus Hashem Yisbarach, Inyan ha-shoyrish shemashrish banu harambam lodas ki ha-nefesh achas v'leishtayim. Right? That's what Rabbi Yaakov Moshe explained until this point. The inyan of the shoyrish that the Rambam really, you know, is mashrish into us, right? It tries to take root within us. The importance of knowing that the nefesh is one and not two, meaning not one and not more than one. Okay. Ve'ech yediyazu nechutza l'taras hamidas v'zikuchan. We also explain how this knowledge, this yediyah, is necessary for the purification of one's midos. Ume'ata navo l'mashe mevar ha-Rambam mechelke ha-nefesh. Now we will come to explain what the Rambam explains from the parts of the nefesh. U'bli sofek, gam ze nogea l'mahalke ha-midos. Right? Undoubtedly, this also is nogea to the mahalach of the midos. V'shemi baladei yediyos v'akoros eilom, that without knowing these things and having these recognitions that the Rambam was going to give over, it's impossible to come to Shlemus Hamidus. It's very important to see what Rabbi Yaakov Moshe's yachas over here, even in these few lines. He's saying, if the Rambam says something, it means it's necessary. That's an important yisoy. It's not like he's just throwing in like interesting material. Rambam's not throwing in, we know the Rambam, similar to Rashi, was very mekatzer, right? We're medayik in every word of the Rambam. So the same thing is true in his hakdamos and his, everything the Rambam wrote. That was, the mahus of the Rambam was kulei seichel, like we said. And kulei seichel doesn't waste a word. So he's not just stam throwing into us an interesting idea. He's telling, this is important in order for one to get to Shleimus Hamidus. Yedua ki chelkei ha-nefesh chamisha hem kefi shegilu loy beruach ha-kodesh shehem nefesh ruach neshama chaya yechida. It's yedua that the parts of the nefesh are five, as they were megala to him. I guess presumably he's saying the megala to the Rambam, the Ruach HaKodesh, the fact that he got to fire, which is nefesh, ruach, neshama, chay yechida. You could actually see in the next ois, if you turn the page to page Ayin Beis, the way he starts off ois hey. He says the Harambam and the Rambam shenishmosei hagdoyle roasa kol mash nizgal ruach hakodesh, that saw everything that was nizgal in ruach hakodesh yoda gam lechalek chelkei hanefesh lechamisha chalakim. He also knew to divide up the nefesh into five parts. Hazon hamargish hamadame hamisoyer vaseichel veimatimim, and they work well, they parallel keneged chamisha chelkei hanefesh ruach neshama chay yechida, which is the five parts of the neshama that al pi kabbalah we were given, that these are the five parts that there are to a neshama, to a nefesh. So getting back to our piece Ayin Aleph, yidua ki chelkei nefesh chamishim, right? It's well known that the five parts of the neshama kfi shegilo ruach hakodesh shehem nefesh ruach neshama chay yechida toichen. His chalkusam hu ba'oifen zeh. The content of their division is in the following way: hanefesh motzui ba hahitchalfut. The nefesh is the part that in it is found the inyan of change, of switching. It can be changed. Yachol heyot ata mitgale nefesh atoiv. It right now, the nefesh could become revealed, the nefesh hatoiv, the good part, the good nefesh can be revealed and do a mitzvah. And a moment later, a moment passes, the tzad hatoiv of the nefesh will become concealed, the hidden, and the bad nefesh will take its place. Ba'ifen shebematzav nefesh einam bituchim behemshich hazman. Mishal l'shal mimatzav l'matzav. In such a way that the situation of the nefesh is insecure. It's uncertain over the course of time what's going to be from hour to hour, or moment to moment, and from situation to situation. Noisef aleha ruach hamavtich b'yoser. On top of that, there's the ruach, which is more secure. Ki haruach hu gam mechalkel. Because the ruach also sustains. In other words, even though the bottom nefesh in the Rambam's lashon, which he didn't get into comparing the Rambam and Kabbalah, which he will do, but the word zon also means to sustain, right? But mechalkel is more. Mechalkel is, you see, the nefesh is like the receiving part of the soul, and since it's a receiving part of the soul, it is given to change, right? When something is a receiver, it changes based on what it's receiving, okay? But the ruach is a mashpia compared to the nefesh. The ruach has a certain, like, we'll put it like that, the nefesh is more passive and the ruach is more active, okay? Proactive. That's what ruach mechalkel. The ruach gives over, the ruach actually kind of takes charge, whereas the nefesh just is responsive. So when the nefesh, being that the nefesh is responsive, it can do a mitzvah, and then there are certain situations, right, the yetzer hara, suddenly whatever, something comes up and he'll be responsive in a bad way to the next thing, right? That switch, that flip-flop can take place very easily by the nefesh, whereas opposed to the ruach is a deeper point, a higher point of the person, which takes charge, is what we call the spirit of the person. Okay?
Are they given female and male qualities? The nefesh being receiving them?
Alpi Kabbalah, yes. In other words, Alpi Kabbalah, the nefesh is relative to the ruach. Again, we're talking just the relationship between the nefesh and the ruach is a male-female relationship, yes. Mm-hmm. Ki ruach hu gam mechalkel, achen ruach hu be'enosh. In fact, the ruach is in the human, who ainu nelam kol kach manakel, it doesn't become concealed so easily. Haruach mekashkesh lefanav kezug ve'eino noten menucha. The ruach, the spirit of a person, shakes in front of him like a bell and doesn't give a person rest. Right? A person can do an avera, but he'll have this thing knocking away at him inside, which is always making him uncomfortable and unhappy about what he's doing, the way he's acting, etc. Right? Or you have a ruach that will constantly be shaking in the person, that's giving him a drive to do something good. But that spirit of the person is always there, is like the, in a certain sense, is like the backdrop of the human experience. It doesn't give a person rest. It's always knocking away in there. Right? That's what causes people, people that necessarily like. We had over here, right, in Beit Shemesh, we have, right, the whole story of the signs, right, the signs are calling for tznius in certain areas of Beit Shemesh, where anyway the whole populace is going tznius, and they want tznius, and almost no one else walks there, but this disturbs a lot of people, right? Now whether it's legitimate or not, it's pashut that it's just a matter of the fact that here we have different populaces coming from different backgrounds and different mentalities, so when they're brought close to each other, there's a friction that comes out based on just different backgrounds, and there's not much logic necessarily used in how to deal with this pkisha, with this meeting of opposite worldviews and opposite, to a certain extent, even value systems. But regardless, the point is that I want to make over here is that somebody. I was on the bus coming back like a week or two ago, or I guess it was 2 weeks ago, something like that, and this Hasidish guy on the bus says to me, we were passing by that big sign on the corner, it was Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, that sign, it has to come down because the others, whatever, I don't know what he labeled them, whatever it is, they went to the courts, and the courts ordered the mayor to take it down. Always the mayor's going to like be put in jail or something, or get fines, I think, put in jail. No, I don't know. I don't know what the threat was, whatever. And that's actually what the judge, said. And indeed, they ended up taking it down, right? Others went up, down, up, and down. Okay, so color war is on and right there. But in any case, so I saw, he's like, disturbed, like a lot of people on this side of the story, right? Are disturbed, like, Mach batlechem, like, what do you care that there's signs in these, like, who cares? This is their neighborhood. This is like, no one else lives there. What do you care? Right? What do you have to walk here? What does it bother you? It has nothing to do with, like, no. Right? And you have people coming, what called provocateurs, whatever it is, and they'll come, they dafka want to walk, and the dafka going to take them, the dafka going to go to the courts and make a whole big fuss about it. So I told the guy, listen, Baruch Hashem, right? You can't find you won't find this, like, except for the fact that it's eating up these people, and the fact that it's eating up these people is because they know that their lifestyle is not fed by the Torah value system the way it should be. They're not interested in what the Torah says and how the Torah wants you to organize your society and live. And that eats away at them, right? Basically, the whole anti-religious sentiment that's here in Eretz Yisrael, very, very strong, is all stemming from these wonderful, the Ruach Mekashkesh. It's that spirit that's banging away inside of them saying, you're a Jew, live like one. And that doesn't let them rest. So the fact that they're all hot, and the fact that they're going crazy, is the biggest sign that there's still life there. Right, like the tooth, right? If the tooth hurts, that's a good sign. If the tooth stops hurting, it means the nerve is dead. And Baruch Hashem, the nerves are alive, and you have to be happy about that. You have to be happy about that. It's adrabah. If they didn't care, if they didn't, that would be a worrisome sign. That would be a worrisome sign.
Is this also by non-Jews? This concept of
this concept of I don't know.
So this is a different halakha more by everybody, you know?
It's not so pashut. The soul of a guy is just a little
sure
different. Yeah,
for
but
sure.
Yeah, it's not so pashut. But
you can be like going to find
I would say, but I'm not speaking now from any source that's in my head that knows that I can make aware of and cognizant to as I'm saying this, that there is probably a similar thing by the guy. I'm on a different level. But I'm not taking a cries on the statement.
You're giving it a quality of a good, like a good quality as opposed to a neutral quality. I mean, you're saying this is a positive thing that you have that surah that pounds in one direction.
Yeah.
But could it be a reverse, meaning a negative as well? Meaning if someone has, you just say that it has this push to the positive, is this also, does it exist in a negative quality?
Well, the ruach of a yid is kulei tov. The ruach of a yid is only by the nefesh. We're going to get to this. I want to open up the nefesh achaim a little bit. The nefesh achaim, right? He discusses the very much what Rabbi Yaakov Moshe here writes. It's important to see the nefesh achaim, where you kind of see where it's coming from in the first shah. But the inyan of chet, he might actually quote it here. I don't remember. Yeah, he quotes it. Nefesh ki secheta. Right? Chet is rooted in the nefesh. That's still the bottom part of the soul, which is very closely related to the guf itself. It's actually a lashon like that in the Zohar, that it's shituf of the gufa. It's like the shutuf of the guf, which means it's very connected to the body still, and still has that ability, you know, that bad aspect to it that can do something wrong. But the ruach is already much higher than that. The ruach is, like the Nefesh HaChaim says, it is the ruach of the Rabbi Yisrael, right? They have the Nefesh HaChaim says it's neshimas piv, neshama is the neshimas piv, kebiyochol v'kesh baruch hu, like the breath of Hashem's mouth, and then the ruach is that, like the wind being blown into the person, it's like that part that connects from the breath of God into the part that's going into the person, which is the nefesh, and the ruach will be like this connecting force. Rabbi Yaakov Moshe is going to discuss it a little bit different, so do the Sifrei Kabbalah discuss it different, and we'll a little bit touch on this, But in any case, you see that the ruach is not the part. It is affected by sin, by chet. It is affected by chet, but it's not the part that's bringing along the chet. It's not the part that's bringing a person to bad. Certainly not by yid. It's not. Okay. So he says, haruach mikashkesh lefanav kizug ve'ena noise menucha, doesn't give a person rest. It also raises a person higher, raises him up. We have the lashon and right in davening. We have it right. It's a pasuk that the spirit raises me up. The spirit raises a person. It's menaseh a person. Actually, let me just take out before we continue the nefesh achayim. If you want to do a little bit of homework on these things, it's kedai to read the Shah Aleph Bechlal. But you have Perek Yutes, for example, right? Where he brings a pasuk, and this is where you see Rabbi Yaakov Moshe is coming from. Even though Rabbi Yaakov Moshe doesn't always quote, he usually does not quote his sources, right? So his lashon, though, you have to know, is very, very meduyik. It's very, very exact, and everything he writes is very. It's coming from places. So, for example, here he says, "Ki aruach hu gam mechalkel." The ruach is also gives sustenance, or is mechalkel, right? So Nefesh HaChaim brings at the beginning of Perek Yutes, when he discusses the ruach, he says, "V'zel inyan hakosuv." This is the inyan of the pasuk in Mishlei, Perek Yutes, pasuk Yudalel. Ruach ish yichalkel machaleu. The ruach nicheya mi isaena. See, the lashon here is the ruach is mechalkel, right? It like sustains, it fix up his sickness. And the low spirit, who will raise it up? Right? He's talking about the illness that of the sin of the bechinas of the nefesh, right? Cause, and then he says in the parentheses, "Shestam roiva avoinus mitzuyus bechinas hanefesh," because stam, most avoinus, most averus are found in the bechin of the nefesh. Shehi atachtoina akroyvel sitra achra. which is the bottom one closest to the Sitra Achra. Raglea Yordas Mavas, like the Pasuk says, its feet, that's at the bottom, its feet go down into the death. Whatever is the lowest in a person is more gas, is more coarse, right? It's further away from the seichel, it's less, right? So it's more prone to physicality, right? The feet are something which are completely physical. They don't have, right, in the middle of our body we have a heart, in the top body we have the seichel, we have the head, you know, the intellect. In the feet, it's completely physical. So the bechin of nefesh relates, okay, to the bottom part, or really from the waist down, which is like all just like related to physicality. And that's where the shayrish of chet will usually come from, the nefesh. Like the Pasuk says, v'nefesh ki sechet techeta, and then the soul, when it will sin. Hachatoim ha'ele b'nafsho sum, these who sinned with their nefesh. V'habi kiritz, and many other psukim like that. And then he says, so that nefesh, yechoy lehi letaken, it can be fixed up, v'gam la'alos, and also to be elevated, al yedei b'chinas ha'ruach, kanal, through the b'china of the ruach. V'im ha'ruach nechea'ah, if the ruach is, like, depressed, it's like, shepogam v'kilka b'chinas ruchoy, al yedei havoynas ha'tluyim b'chinas ha'ruach, that he was poigim and he was makalkal the b'china of the ruach, through sins that were dependent on the b'china of ruach. So you see that there are sins that are coming from, or that are attached to the ruach, the b'china ruach. Oz mi yisa'ena, then who will lift it up? Meaning the ruach is the part that's usually menaseh the person. And if the ruach is also messed up, if the ruach is sit, it's it. Who's going to raise up the person? So then he says, tikun hal yidei b'china saneshama shnikras mi keidu b'zaya. I mean, this is not so much for our union, but he says, then if the ruach is messed up, the nefesh is gone, who's gonna, what are you gonna get, the tikkun? The tikkun is mi yisa'ena. Mi is a key word for neshama. Okay, for those who are interested, right? Mi is a gematria of 50. And we know that there's 50 gates of bina, shari bina. So bina relates to, I'll pick up all of it, bina relates to the neshama. Neshama and bina are like basically interchangeable, actually. So the neshama is referred to as me. To bring it down to a more pashta level, me, when you ask who, right, who, this means it's someone that's not here in front of you. So when we stand here in Olam Hazeh, for example, so the pasuk su'u einechem morim umi bara ela, right? Raise your eyes up and say, who created these? Meaning, it's got to be something outside of the system. Mi bara ela, who? Someone you can't see. It's above the system. That's the bechina of the neshama, which is outside the system of Olam Hazeh. He created. So the only thing that then could, once the whole system, so to say, within the framework of Olam Hazeh, which is like the nefesh ruach system, is broken or mekulkal, is spoiled and ruined, who's going to fix up the situation? That can only come from above, which is the bechina of neshama, because that's where tshuva is, right? We know that the tshuva is rooted in this bechina and sphere of bina, the bechina of the neshama. So that still gives us the hope that there's still a way out, there's still a way to fix up the situation. All right, we got a little bit off course over here, but we'll move back now to back down into the system. So now back to Rabbi Yaakov Meisher. Rabbi Yaakov Meisher says, "Ulam shtei abechinos, the two bechinos, the two aspects, hanefesh v'ruach, l'shneihem yesh chelik b'toiv, v'gam chelik b'ra." Both of them have a shaychus. Both of them have a portion in good and a portion in ra. Loi mi boy ha nefesh shi poi eles gam chataim nefesh ki secheta. We don't need to say, it's obvious that the nefesh which does also chataim, right, nefesh ki secheta. But Rabbi Yaakov says, al gam ruach hoite. The chiddush is that even the ruach also has, like we saw in Nefesh HaChaim, there's still a mokum of chet by the ruach as well. Lamala miyam chelik haneshama, but above them is the chelik of the neshama. Shehi einena lekachas chelik rak ba'atoy v'loy bara. The neshama really, that has no shaykhus. That's only in good. It only has a portion in good, not in bad. Ki kula kodesh la'ashem. Here's the reason why neshama is related to bina. It's the pasuk nishmas shakai tavinim. Right, neshama, right, tavinim, lashon of bina, and that's kulei kodesh. Okay, now Yaakov Moshe gives us a kabbalistic principle. You know, yesh or pnimi, yesh or makif. There's light that's called the inner light, and there's light called the how do you translate this into the surrounding light? Okay. Okay, we have to define this in order to move forward. It's like this. We know that the guf and then there's a neshama. We'll use that, or nefesh, whatever you want to call it. Right? There's the physical and there's the spiritual. Or if you would like, there's kli and or, vessel and light. And the guf is filled up with neshama, with ruchnius. Kli is filled with or. Right? The light that's inside of the human body, or the light inside of any kli, is called or pnimi, the light that goes inside. But there's more light that's mashpia on the guf, that's mashpia on the kli, that's not actually inside of the body. Because that or is so great that the body can't contain it within itself. The kli can't contain that light within. So actually some of the or goes down and then kibayochel comes back out, because it can't settle down in the body. And then some of the light doesn't go in bichlal. Some of the or doesn't go in bichlal. This is, you saw it in Kisvei Ariza. The light that hovers above, so to say, or surrounds the kli, surrounds, it doesn't actually go inside, is called the or makif. Now, the or pnimi is the or that we have really more of a shaychus to. That's like that really is like where we're holding, where we're at. That's what we're working with. The or makif is more something that's mashpia on us from outside and pointing us and pulling us up, hoping that we're going to internalize that or. That's how we move up. We then, as we build our kalim higher, we mezakech ourselves, we purify ourselves more, we refine our kli more, it could take in a greater or, it could take in a greater light. So then we are turning in that or makif that was like right above us into or pnimi. We internalize that new, that or that we weren't able to until now, and then our or makif is, you know, is higher. That's how we move from step to step. So, you know, just to give you an example, for, you know, as a kid, right, he looks at his Rebbeim, let's say a 6-year-old kid looks at his Rebbeim like, wow, big Talmud Chacham, you know, like, and that's the role model for the kid, you know. And as he moves higher, you know, the Rebbeim have to be more of Talmidei Chachamim, and then Beis Medrash, and Mashiach, you know. And your concepts of greatness change as time goes on, as you get more of a shaychus to new levels. But as you get more of a shaychus, you know, for example, for a kid, he can't really tell the difference between someone at level 5 and someone that's level 7 and someone that's level 10. Because they're all so much greater than him. For him, there's no difference. But as you get taller yourself, so to say, spiritually taller yourself, so you obviously can then tell the difference. And then you are pulled by the godless of a person. That becomes a or makifi, which means it leads you in a certain way. It pulls you into a certain way that you didn't have a shaykhus to beforehand. So that now is your new or makif. It's being mashpia on you, it wasn't being mashpia before, because you had no shaykhus whatsoever. So not all or that's on top of us has a direct hashpa on us. Only certain or that's on top of it, you have to have, right? It has to have some kind of kesher still to the kli, to the goof. Okay, so for our purposes, it's enough to know or pnimi is the parts of the neshama, is the chelik of or chelik of ruchnius that goes inside of the goof, inside of the body, inside of the kli, and the or makif is the light that's outside of the kli.
Where does the or makif come?
Yeah, all the R comes from the Rebbe Shalom. It's all an extension of the R inside for the Rebbe Shalom.
It comes from people's mitzvahs. It comes from
how do you edit it? Well, that's what I say. As you purify your body, right? You're basically the R is really there. It's all there. It's up for grabs. Yeah. There's this continuum of R itself, and it's up to us to just purify ourselves and take in more and more of that R. So we call it like bringing down the R. But really, it's not so much bringing down the R as bringing ourselves up to the R. That's actually important yesod of the Rashash. Well, points this out. Not the Rashash and Shas. Okay. Weiter. Vine yesh or pnimi v'yesh or makif. There's the or pnimi and there's the or makif. The imam namat pnimi yoiser yakar lanu, and although the pnimi is more dear to us because it's like kind of, it's in us, it's part of us. Be'emes hamakif yoiser gadol, but really the makif is bigger. Achizas hara hu beikur ba pnimi velo ba makif. The grasp of the evil is primarily in the pnimi, in the part of the neshama, the part of the R that's inside, not in the makif. V'gam ze machmas goydel v'tokef ha-makif. And also that is because, is due to the greatness and like the shine, the greatness, the strength of the makif. V'zeh hevd, in other words, the makif is so great, the R is so great, that the ra can't approach it. It's too massive, that R is too massive, it can't. If the rock gets anywhere near, it'll just be burnt up and finish. This is the difference between the nefesh and the ruach, to the chaya and the yechida. She nefesh v'ruach, which are the two lower parts of the neshama, right? She nefesh v'ruach pnimim. The nefesh and the ruach are inner; they go into our body. The chaya v'yechida makifim, and the chaya and the yechida, they're makif, they surround us from up above, around, whatever. V'aneshama hi amamutzas b'neim. And the neshama is the intermediate between the two. The picture he paints over here, as I said, is a bit different, is different than the picture that the Nefesh HaChaim paints. Nefesh HaChaim really paints that the Nefesh is inside. The Ruach, he says, goes inside, but it's not as much, but it still works with the Nefesh HaChaim. It's based on different the standard, what he's presenting here, Rabbi Yaakov Moshe is presenting here, is the standardized Arizal. It's like the standard Arizal is the standard thing that Nefesh, Ruach go inside the person and Chai Yechida stay out, and the Neshama we have different ways of seeing it because it's that intermediary. And the truth is that from what I remember, that the Nefesh HaChaim also makes a point of this. Yeah, the Nefesh HaChaim says, "Umashe kosev bazoyer." It's in Perek Tesvav. Umashe kosev bazoyer v'amukubalum zal shebechinas aneshama mishkona b'moyach ha'adam. Right. Some people say the tefillah for the tefillah, right? Aneshama shebemoychi. The neshama that's in my moyach, which is mashma, the neshama actually goes inside the person. So he says, what's written in the zoyer and the mukubalum that the neshama's dwelling spot is in the brain of a person. Kavanosam zal, their intention is alanitzoytze ziv oira hamaskeles moichay v'sichloi, on the sparks of the light that are giving seichel into the mayach. Okay, lo atzmusa mamish, not the essence itself of the neshama, but the rays of light coming from the neshama. So this, you see from here at least this paragraph in the Nefesh HaChaim that he's still working as well with, he's still holding, of course, of the standard picture over here of the nefesh veruach inside mamish, the neshama having some sheiches to inside, its rays are going down, or whatever it's going down, part of it's going down, but the ikkar of it is not. And that's because it's the in-between step. So that's what he says, b'neshama, in the neshama, yesh tzad, hanichnas b'fnima adam, there's a tzad, there's a part, there's a side of it that goes inside the person, v'rubay makif mi b'chutz, but most of it, the majority of it, stays outside, above, or around, v'b'shar sh'ayetzer, mizgaber, v'nichshalim b'chet, and at the time that the Sahara overpowers a person, and people are nichshal, they stumble in chet, then the neshama goes and becomes removed from him. Not like the nefesh and ruach. When a person sins, the nefesh and ruach get stained. They get stained with the filth of the aveira. The neshama doesn't get stained by the filth of the aveira. The neshama simply leaves. Someone simply leaves. The person loses that part of his spirituality. And that's in order... because it's in order to save the neshama. The neshama is not, it can't get this gam, it can't get blemished. Lamala mizeh, above the neshama, is the chaya, she kula me'or makif, which is completely from the surrounding or. Omisha zoiche eleo, somebody who's zoiche to the chaya, einenu ben tmusa. Never can die. Somebody got the chaya, that's it, they'll live forever. Who chai loylam, lives forever. He calls man shein bebchinas nefesh v'ruach, as long as the person is in the bechina of nefesh and ruach, koyach ha-kveda sheba'adam. Let me just explain that for a second. All right. These are five parts of the neshama that always are existence. Everybody has them. But there's a lashon in the Zohar, which Saba the Mishpatim talks about it, that not every person is zoiche to all the different parts of the neshama. Is actually, most people don't get too far. We're kind of like, most people stay down on the lowest rung possible. It takes a lot of work to get higher and higher. But that's what he means over here, that, yeah, they have, it's still, there's a hashefa coming, there's an or, we still derive some kind of benefit from it, but it's not called that it's within our possession, so to say. We weren't kind of, for example, if you want to be magdur like this, we have tremendous potential, as we've said already, but it's not enough to have potential, you have to materialize that potential. So this or is an or of potentiality, which is mashpia onto us, because we're affected by our potential as well, but we don't manifest that potential, we don't necessarily, we're not kind of that potential until we do a lot of work and are kind of. Now, somebody who is kind of that level of chaya will live forever. Ki kol zman shem bebchinas nefesh v'ruach, as long as they're in the bechina of nefesh v'ruach, koyach ha-kveda sheba'adam, which is the koyach of like gravity in the person, meaning that weighs the person down, the heaviness, hinam noiflam milmal lamata, they'll fall from above, below, ki kol tivei ha-metzias sh'olcha milmal lamata, like all the nature of existence that goes from above to below. In other words, the teva of Metzias has the what we call gravity, I mean, that's not the real scientific definition of gravity, but right, what expresses itself as what we call gravity, which is everything falls down. Right? Newton's law of gravity, like that's right, everything falls down. That's the way teva goes, and that's the nefesh ruach. If Ma'ase, it's a koyach that kind of like is bringing things from below, from bottom to top, which is actually also an important thing, by the way, because we, for example, we wouldn't want that the or stays in our upper part of our body and doesn't go below. We want the hispashtus. We want the spreading out and the spreading down below. The ultimate goal of the Rabbanu Shalom in the Bria, it says, is nis'ave, that the Shechina should be betachtoinim, that the Shechina should go all the way down below. I'm just pointing out that even though this sounds like a very negative thing, but there's actually an important thing, there's an important reason that Nefesh Ruach works like this, because ultimately it's supposed to serve the ultimate ingenious plan of the Rebbeinu Shalom to spread the Or all over the whole system, all the way down to the Raglayim, all the way down to the bottom.
Can you explain how it works again? It goes from bottom up, you said?
From gravity, from top to bottom. Okay. Top to bottom. So that's the nefesh ruach. Ulam hamakifim, but the makifim, the oyer that's surrounding, hey ma'alim umeshanim esativius, they raise up and they change the naturalness, they change the nature, the tivius, l'roimim on l'malu b'b'chinas esh, to raise them up above in the b'china of fire. V'atayra b'chlal ahim eitz achayim, and the Torah b'chlal is from the eitz achayim, tree of life, mi'yasoid b'chinas chaya, from the yasoid of the b'china of chaya. We know that if he ate from the eitz achayim, he would live forever. Why? Because that's the madregas chaya. And therefore the Torah is nimshal to esh, which doesn't move from top to bottom, it moves from bottom to top, it goes up, fire is always heading up. Right? My words are like fire, the words of Torah, which goes up above the chaya. Now he goes to the fifth one, above the chaya is the yechida. Bokvar makirim, over there, there we already recognize ekshakol keloch hashiva neged hametzius, how everything is as if non-existent compared to the metzius ha'amitis echad yochad imyuchad, the one and only, the Rabbi Shalom, that's the only true metzius. Bonichlolem begufa de malka, in it, okay, with the yechida, we're included in the body, so to say, of the melech, meaning we become, at that point, when a person reaches the madrega of yechida, he becomes pashut, one with the Ribbono Shel Olam on the fullest level, where as if there's no existence to him at all. Okay, not that he doesn't have a physical existence, he has a physical existence, but he got to the madrega where he doesn't see it, it doesn't have anything chashivas to it at all. Kalachoshev, it doesn't have any chashivas to it at all. Everything is Rabbeinu Shalom. The whole Metzius he sees is just Rabbeinu Shalom. The Ein Yechidus Kamoisa, and there's no Yechidus like it. It's not like we say Echad, the Ein Sheni. It's a oneness where there's no second. It's a Yechidus, an absolute Yechidus, an absolute oneness. Zeu Bederech Klal Metzius Bechinas Chalkei Nefesh. This is Bederech Klal the Metzius. Right. This is basically saying this is an overview. The mitzias of the different aspects of the parts of the nefesh, ulam beruchnius. In other words, what we just described, these five different levels, this is in general. Ulam beruchnius, however, in spirituality, yesh bekol chelek me'ein kol achalokim. There's in every part divides up similar to all the parts. Again, what he means is, the truth is that he says it in Ruchnius, but we now know it's true in Gashmius as well. The mashal that was used, the Tal Erez uses this mashal for this, is Avne Har Sinai. I think, and did we mention this at all? Right? It's the tree, right? It's always a picture of a tree. You cut it, and then there's the little picture of the snare, whatever. A bush, you know, a bush, right? Which we call the holographic principle, which is that the whole, that every part of the whole has within it, in small, the whole. It reproduces the whole in every single part. Okay, the klal and the prat are shalvim, they're equal. Just one is smaller, one is bigger. So you're saying that, Rabbi Yaakov Moshe is saying in Ruchnius, that you have in general, you have these five different parts of the nefesh, but really, in every part has in it the whole five as well. So therefore, in every part of the nefesh, you really have all five parts. And that's what the Bali Ruch HaKodesh explained, which right, means the Kabbalah right, explained, that really, the nefesh divides up into 125 different parts. Behind us, kol chelak kol mechamisha. That is that every part divides up into five: nefesh, sheben nefesh, ruach, sheben nefesh, neshama, sheben nefesh, chaya, sheben nefesh, yichida, sheben nefesh, v'chein hala b'chol achalakim. So that's 5 times 20. 5 times 5 is 25, and then each one of those divides up further, so that we have 125. The truth of the matter is, it goes infinitely. But we don't deal with anything further more than the 125, because that's the, that really gives you the concept, that really gives you the shayrish. That's like the shayrish hadvarim b'chlolos. This protos is the klolos protos. Once you go past that, it's infinite. There's no point in going past the third step, that 125. What the Rosh Hash calls the prata acharon, the prata acharon, the last detail. That's like, that's what, that's his lashon for this concept. Okay, so what we saw today is really again, this is just it's a hakdama now to something that he'll Bez Hashem build off of in the next parts. We have to bring that the next time. We have to, I think, learn the whole entire Rambam. In other words, the rest of Perek Aleph together. Because we have to first see that, how the Rambam understands the five parts of the Nefesh. Now, obviously, the Rambam is dealing with very physical inyanim. We have to see then, Bez Hashem, over the course of the next, you know, different pieces in Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, how he relates that to these very spiritual parts of the Nefesh. Again, you already have the insight to understand that if you have, like he said, you have a nefesh of a nefesh, ruach of a nefesh, v'chule v'chule. So you take the bottom part of the soul, which is the nefesh, and you divide it up on the lowest level. That will be the five of the Rambam that will relate to those very high, lofty things that we spoke about. But they obviously have to have their parallel at the low level of the lowest level of nefesh, and that will be the Rambam's window. Right, that's the Ram. That's our window, basically, into the overall kaiches of the nefesh of the neshama, is whatever we see here in the physical world, the things that are more tangible to us. But then, of course, once we understand that, that opens up vistas in ruchnius at large. I'm sorry, echze eloika. All right, good luck. Nefesh of nefesh. Yeah.
And the five parts of nefesh of nefesh. That's
right. Right.
This is like the Jews.
The Jews, what?
The Jews that we talk about.
Right.
Is this Ruach?
This, yeah.